Welcome back, guys, to Ant on the Move. It is that time of the month again where we talk about the pass member rewards for SeaWorld Orlando. So let's dive right in. So for July, as of right now, at this exact moment, there are six things you can get as a reward. So currently there's $40 tickets. Well, yep. Basically $40 tickets. By the time you do tax, it's going to be about $40. So $37.99. That's a really good deal. I'm curious. Let's check the details here. Okay, so you can purchase up to 4 guest tickets for $37.99 each, but you have to visit before August 11th, 2023 with your guest. So I believe these are kind of the tickets that you have to kind of be there with your guest in order to use these tickets. You can't just buy them for someone and give them away. Could be wrong about that, but be on the safe side. You bought them for guest, go ahead and go with your guest to the park. That would be great. It's going to be hot though, so be prepared. Free quick queue unlimited after 5 p.m. This is great. This would be a fun way to go and do, say, one of the water rides over and over and over again and cool off after a very hot day. So that's nice. I believe that's for every pass member. It doesn't tell a limit of like only silver or gold. I believe that's for everyone. Everyone gets that. The free $10 bucks. This one runs from July 5th to August 6th. So you can use it for a treat. If you decide you want to do one of the special encounters, one of the special tours, use this torch. That would be awesome. Free one-time parking for bronze pass members. Now you have to get this as a voucher. So I don't know how that works exactly, if you need to go into the park, get your voucher, and then the next time you come, you get it, or if it might be available through your dashboard, which would be over here under pass members. You would go to sign in. It might be under that section, so check there first. If not, you'd always contact SeaWorld via Instagram and ask them how to get that. Also, for bronze pass holders and fun card pass holders, the blockout dates for the 1st, 2nd, 3rd have been removed. Also the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. And I think those are supposed to be concert dates, if I remember correctly. I forget who's playing. I saw it popped up. And then last, Christmas in July sale. That's July 24th through the 30th. This is halfway to Christmas. Pass members will receive 50% off all merchandise from July 24th through the 30th. So if you know someone who likes special ornaments, someone who is a fan of animals and they would like an ornament from SeaWorld, there's a whole variety of things. In fact, I don't remember what day the video is going to go up, but there will be a video showing you a tour of the Christmas store. I'll make sure that goes up prior to July 24th. That way you can get an idea of what's in the store before you go, and you can check out the items there knowing you get 50% off, which is really awesome. I'm going to have to check that out and see if there's anything that I need in the store. If you are not a SeaWorld annual pass holder, but you want to enjoy the park during the summer months, you have a few days left. It says offer ends July 4th. It might be extended, but I wouldn't count on it. So what you want to do is go to the buy tickets and then check on the 4th of July sale right here at the top. You'll get to this page and you have a couple different options. You have an option for single day tickets, 2 day tickets, and SeaWorld and Aquatica fun cards. Those can be fun if you want the rest of the year for one price. Might not be a bad idea if you got kids hanging out with you during the summer. Now, the really good deal with this single day ticket is that the single day ticket is $57.99, which is not bad. $60, not bad at all. That's cheaper than going to the Kennedy Space Center. Kennedy Space Center one day ticket is $75. So $60 for SeaWorld, you get shows, all the roller coasters, great deal on that ticket. Also, for $30 more, you get all day dining. If you eat twice, 2 full meals at SeaWorld Orlando in a day, or just let's say 1 meal, 2 snacks, that will be $30 plus, probably more like $45, $50. So this is a very good deal if you're interested in having a meal, several meals while you're there, and getting to enjoy the park for a day. Now, be aware that the lines, because lots of people are going to buy this ticket, lots of people have this option, and so the lines for food will be long. So plan on trying to eat at off times. Try to eat early. Plan on waiting maybe and eating a little bit later in the day or during a show. If you're near Sea Lions and that show is going on, that might be a good time to step into one of the restaurants and eat. If you're over by the Dolphin Stadium, that might be a good time while that show's going on to eat at Captain Pete's Island Eats. So try to plan your eating around when shows are happening so more people are going to be in one area and so the lines may be a little bit shorter. So check that out if you are interested in getting a cheaper ticket to SeaWorld Orlando. Now, the last thing I want to mention, if you are not an annual pass holder and you haven't decided yet if you want to become one, make sure you know about the Sunny Day Guarantee. So the Sunny Day Guarantee is SeaWorld's inclement weather policy. So if one of those big torrential rainstorms decides to come in, like they like to do during the summer months, your day may be rained out. It may be hours where there are no rides running because of the rain. Shows may be canceled because of lightning. So if that happens, pretty easy thing to do. You can come fill out the information right here on the website. You can do that while you're still sitting in the park. Have your ticket numbers, put in your info, send that along. Now, if you're wanting to make sure that you have that ticket in hand before you leave, then head to guest services. Now, if it's just a day where it's like a light drizzle, don't expect to get this option. If it's just a quick 5-minute rain shower, don't expect to get this. But if it is a day when it is torrential rain, you're more likely to get this option. Now, you will not get parking returned, lockers, quick queue, any of those things, but you will get a second day free option at SeaWorld Orlando. Now, this does only apply to single day or multi-day ticket people, not those of us who are pass members. We don't get an additional day added on to our season pass or yearly pass because we had a couple days that were rainy. That would have been great a couple years ago, I think it was 2019. Every time I went during the summer, it would rain and rain and rain. It is, of course, at SeaWorld's discretion if they give this out, but it's definitely worth a shot. All right, well, thank you so much for following along. If you have any questions, comments, videos you'd like us to make about SeaWorld Orlando or anything in the Central Florida area, please let us know in the comments below. Have a great one and enjoy your 4th of July.